101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Do this. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. I am Nick Gregeth. He's Bill Hooks. Will Wilson in the house. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're good. Good to be back. Good to be back now. The house.
Nice. Good. I'm glad to have you back. I got in trouble for having you in yesterday. I thought we talked to our boss about it. Evidently, we did not, or I did not. I swore we did because he was here the previous Monday for me, which they both claim to have never known. That'll happen. I blame myself.
Sorry, take responsibility.
I blame the suit because I know he wasn't listening. But when it comes to our GM, I blame myself because she would have remembered and wrote it down. Yes, she's a good person. The suit, on the other hand, great person.
He's got a lot going on in his mind.
He does. He's got like eight different thoughts going on at the same time. It happens. Welcome into the show. We have a lot to get to. We're a couple minutes away. We're going to bring on Shantae McMillan, a good friend of mine. She's a heptathlete, was in the London Olympics. She's a Husker. She's from Missouri originally, Rolla, Missouri. But she is a heptathlete who went to the university here. That's where we became friends. She is going to be hopefully throwing the javelin here in 2021 in the next Olympics. But I want to chat with her a little bit about some of the things. Because if you guys missed it, breaking news is that the Olympics are being moved.
Yes, one year. I think they've asked for one year postponement, right?
Yep. So we'll kind of chat with her to kick off the show here once we get her on the phone. I'm trying to decide, because she's my good friend, if I'm going to give her crap or if I'm going to be nice when I bring her on. I have not yet decided.
Yes.
I have not yet decided. Yeah, go ahead and give her a call.
I'll follow your lead.
She'll be waiting. Shantae's awesome, though. She's such a great person. And you could follow her on Facebook. She's got these awesome, like, basically part of her profession. She's helping people, you know, work out at home and all these things. Mm-hmm. And she shows different techniques for doing stuff. Her, you know, also how her mission through getting ready for the Olympics is going and everything. I'm excited to bring her on. But that's one of the big things going on. We will have Bill Shammert on the show a little later. He has been the expert for the coronavirus. I know usually he's getting his jog in during our show and running, so we'll see if he's in the middle of a run or if he is
I hope he is. That'd
chilling
be
out. I know.
If he steps off to the side, you know, with the baby jogger that he does, right? And steps off and just has a little chat with us.
Right? That'd be awesome.
Be all about
it. Do we have Tay?
Perfect.
All right, so let's bring on Shantae McMillan. Shantae, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Okay, so I'm going to let you decide. You tell me. I was saying on the show, I said, now she's my good friend. I love Tay to death. Am I going to be super nice when I bring her in and just introduce her as my favorite all-time Olympian heptathlete? Or am I going to give her a little bit of crap when she comes on the show and also introduce her other ways? How should I do this? Do I give you a little crap or do I just leave it at you're my all-time favorite heptathlete and Olympian?
Oh, gosh. Let's go for the second part.
Okay.
Oh, baby. So, are you sure? Don't open that door.
Also, something she's very proud of. She was on the cover of the body issue for ESPN.
Yep.
Shantae. Yay. And then also, if I recall right, she was in the third ever episode of What Would Ryan Lochte Do? And it was called For Love. As I recall.
What?
Uh-huh.
What show?
Because, Tay, I told you I was going to give you a hard time. She was ziplining, if I remember right. Was it ziplining?
Yes. Ziplining, making s'mores. Yep.
Yeah. She at one point was the apple of the eye of one Ryan Lochte.
Oh,
yeah,
my
back
goodness.
In the day. So there you go. See, hey, you asked for it, though.
Oh,
you,
man.
You have known me for like 10 years. You know what's happening when you get on the air with me.
Yes.
All right, so the big news dropped this morning. Officially, they're going to push back the Olympics for a year. So as a person who's training for the Tokyo Olympics, what does that, I guess, what does that do for you? And does that throw off the timing of how you're training, or what does it do to your training?
Right. So I have like a, I guess, somber moment yesterday. I was just kind of like, what am I doing now? What am I training? Like, what state am I training for? So I text my coach. I talked to him a lot yesterday. And, I mean, as of now, things stay the same. And then, because he already changed it, he adjusted my program based off of the Olympics or NCAA canceling all the track meets, which those are the meets that I go to get my qualifying mark for the trial. So we already adjusted my program for that. So it was just a matter of adjusting again right now, but it's just a matter of getting a date. We don't have a date yet for when the games start, so just stick to the plan right now.
Hey, Shante Hooksy here. What's that like? Because obviously the build-up is the Olympics over time, right? That's the build-up, qualifying, getting there. But what's it like now in your mind? Because like you just mentioned, there aren't other events to go to, right? Because a lot of times I know that when you guys go to the Olympics, you compete, you take some time off, and then you start your next build-up. That's almost like right now there's no start to a next build-up, right?
Right, yeah. So like I said, there are no track meets right now. We were hoping for middle of May to have more track meets start popping up again once this lockdown was over. I know, like, Tucson, Arizona was going to have a meet for the elite athletes. And that was the next meet that I was planning on going to and hoping to get my mark at. So I don't know if that's even still on this year. I don't know if that, like, their marks will qualify or let us qualify this year for next summer still, like, at this point. So that's still open as well.
Tay, I brought up yesterday on the show the biggest worry for me, because at that point Tokyo hadn't pushed back. The biggest worry for me was Athletes Village. And there's enough stuff going around in there. We don't need coronavirus also going around in that thing.
I know.
I know.
Those are some...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's just... close quarters in there.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot going on. Yeah, we were laughing yesterday. I was like, boy, Corona would be around that thing in about 10 minutes. It would be
for sure.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. Yeah. Have you talked to any other of your fellow Olympian hopefuls or maybe past Olympians?
I've been paying attention to what they are putting out on their social media and where their heads are at. Like Emma Coburn, she just mentioned, like, all right, our dreams are just pushed back another year. Just keep training and staying focused. I was like, exactly. That's all we can do. Stay positive, really. I honestly look at it as a blessing in disguise. Like, a little more time to get some more training and more perfection under the belt, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, too, would you, if they had kept this thing on, knowing that there was a risk of, you know, traveling and getting the coronavirus, would you still have gone had you qualified?
Yes, I would have gone, yep. I knew that they could postpone it or cancel it, but I, like I said, it was just a matter of staying positive and staying, like, focused on the goal. If it's still on, then I still have to stay focused and get this qualifying mark that I need to make the team and make it to trials and whatnot.
So, and you're focusing on the javelin, correct?
I am, yes. Just awesome. Javelin, no heptathlon anymore.
So, well, what did you learn? Because I will say, guys, and for the people listening, Shante, she was in the London Olympics, and I got to say, it was awesome sitting back here, and, you know, I'm watching my friend, and I'm, like, cheering her on, and whether it be actually on TV or sometimes they had some of the events where you just followed them online so you could get the results, and... I guess what made you decide to focus on just the javelin as opposed to doing all of everything?
Yeah, javelin was always my best event in the heptathlon. I could always bank on getting a large amount of points to help my overall score. So at the end of it, after retiring from the heptathlon, I thought that the javelin would still give me a challenge, just learning more about that event and focusing on one event. And it is hard. Every single day I get angry.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn. I learn so much every single day. And just technique, it's so technical. Just 1 degree, like your hand being lower in the back, 1 degree is just going to mess up your whole build and lose meters that much. It's crazy.
Hey, Shante, as a former Husker and a current Olympian still, what's some advice for some of the young kids out there right now? Because you've seen this sweep across the nation. There are senior seasons being canceled across the nation right now for these kids. What's some advice for those as they're moving forward and hopefully some of them move on to their college careers?
Man, it really broke my heart when those kids got their season, even if their seniors, taken away from them. I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't know what to do if that happened to me. Advice for them is, I mean, you got to move forward and see if you're going to come back, if you're allowed to come back and finish your career, or see what the next step is for you and go into it with a positive attitude for sure.
Hey, I wanted to ask you before we get you out of here, and again, thanks for the time, Tay. It's really fun always catching up with you. I'm sure you've kind of seen that now in Nebraska, they're going to be, once everything gets done with this coronavirus, they should be passing a law that's going to allow college athletes to make money off of their personal likeness and imaging. What do you think of that? And then how would it have been different? Would you have taken advantage of that while you were in college?
Yeah, I think that is an amazing opportunity. They already use our face and so much to help promote the events all the time. So just getting those kids some more money in their pockets is amazing. I definitely would have taken advantage of that when I was in school.
Yeah, I actually was using you as an example because some of the athletes that I know that are there now, and then obviously some of them from the past have brought this up, but like you have been in, and I mentioned earlier, the ESPN Body Magazine. So you've done modeling as an athlete. And, you know, we bring it up all the time, you know, these athletes that are in college, they have that opportunity presented to them once this thing gets passed. Would that have been something you would have pursued, or you think some of your teammates might have?
Oh, yeah, we would have been all over that for sure. That's more promo for us as an athlete moving forward if we even go pro as an athlete. So it just sets up a lot of opportunities then and then for your future as well.
All right, Tay, and last thing I'll say for everybody out there I did not bring up, she is also an All-American flag football player. Don't forget that.
Booyah.
I expect that award to be up there along with, like, all your Olympic stuff that you have as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. In the house? Yes, it is.
Don't doubt that my All-American quarterback award is just sitting on my mantle. It's like the one thing I got. I'm like, guys, I'm super good at fake football. It's awesome.
The guy just, and all you do is, like, dust around it. You just dust around it.
Just
it's
let everybody know.
Don't touch.
So, all right, Tim, we love you. We'll talk to you again sometime, and good luck in the next year, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Take it easy. Shantae, she's awesome, man. One of the best people I know. She's one of those people where, because she lives out of state now, she's one of those people that I could, like, run into, and it's like, I just saw her yesterday.
Yeah, that's
just
cool.
One of my, our family friends, mine and my wife, and Tay's just such a good person. It was so fun cheering her on. It was 7 years ago because Carter had just been born when she was in that Olympics, and it was really fun. She missed the previous Olympics because she had a little baby boy.
Yes.
So cool. She missed out on those Olympics, and just super excited for Tay. The first Olympics that she qualified for, this is kind of nutty, she actually ruptured her patella a year earlier. She had to get back and then be able to get it, and she qualified for the heptathlon, but I know it bothered her because she wasn't at 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
For all that stuff, but good people, good Husker right there, who will be, I'm guarantee she'll make it in the javelin. She's one of the best throwers in the world.
Yeah, it's just crazy moments for them getting up to this point and know that they're so close to being ready to get their marks higher, and then all of a sudden it's gone for the year, and how do you reset those programs for those individuals? It's unique because, like I was asking her, is that usually you have the Olympics, then you get your time off, but then you start marking back up and gearing back up again. But there's nowhere to go do that right now.
Yeah, it's a training cycle. You know, anybody in this world that's ever trained for anything, even if it's training for like the Lincoln Marathon.
Yep.
You know, you have a cycle that you'll go through where you'll take a little time off to heal and then start cycling your body up to be able to peak once you get to the games. And it doesn't matter if it's that, if it's some league you play in, if it's, you know, whatever, a mud run that you go to. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just summer. Some people like to get in shape for the summer and then get fat over the winter. That's what you do, you know. I don't know. I'm excited for her. I feel bad for her. The point that you made about the high school kids, something I was thinking about the other day, is I think the schools who have utilized the different companies like Huddle and those companies, I think those kids got a shot to not miss a beat only because there'll be a lot of film out there on them that can be sent.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they're going to progress your senior season and your junior year. Those are the ones I'm really sad for. Are the ones that it really doesn't matter.
Like you're on the cusp of something, right?
To be honest, it really doesn't matter. Because, I remember, so I was asked to play soccer for Team USA when I was in junior high. And I was good, but I didn't quite understand what competitive athletics at that level, much less like even getting to high school and playing against other, I was playing on a traveling team, traveling around the country, but it didn't feel like when you're playing for Papillion La Vista playing against Millard North or you're playing for the USA team playing against whatever team is. So like it's, I feel bad for the freshmen because for a lot of them, you get that taste of what high school sports are like and you take a leap. It's where your work ethic, you realize, hey, man, I'm naturally good at this. I could be great at this from watching the older guys working out and stuff. So really every age group, you know, when you talk about these high school kids especially, there is a major it'll be tough for some of these young players, and it's going to be tough on coaches to make sure they make up that lost time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think you look at the athlete side of it, right? Now you got to look at the college side of it, where there's a couple of things in motion right now. And they've proposed some of this stuff is giving eligibility back, number one, right? They haven't gotten to where they're going to, what that language looks like, if that's going to go or not.
Right.
Secondly, you've got, if that does go through, then the coach had to balance their scholarships, balance their rosters and things like that. And then also the coaches for the these high school seniors that didn't get the chance, they've got to really dig into junior tape through those organizations, right? And go, okay, how do I take this junior tape and escalate it a little bit for this individual? Right, and are they the right fit all of a sudden
project
for us?
Them to, I think community colleges, to be honest with you, I think community college, there's going to be some real gems coming out of that thing over the next couple of years.
Or even your lower D1s.
Yeah, because you'll see athletes going to, you know, I keep, because again, it's right now it's spring sports. So we're talking like baseball, softball, some of the different
track
sports,
field,
like, track and field. Yep. And I keep thinking of baseball, and I keep thinking of some of these players, because some of those guys, that's when they develop, you know, maybe their power is going in between, you know, junior to senior year or those kind of things.
Or even those juniors that are now seniors that played behind a senior last year, that this was their chance to be on the field all the time.
Yep, to get that experience. Well, again, big thanks to Shante. Great stuff with her. And I tweeted her out earlier, her link, if you guys want to follow her on Twitter. Also, if you jump on Facebook and look up Shante McMillan, she actually does a lot of, as she's training for the Olympics, you can watch daily videos, motivational things. She does a great job with it and kind of shows you some different things that she's doing to prepare, but also things you can do at home to work out. You know, right now, a lot of us are stuck at home, obviously working out because there's not really any gyms open.
Yep.
So you can, she gives you some things you can do, even if you don't have the equipment to be able to take care of that. All right, let's take a break. Boy, she didn't think I'd bring up that Ryan Lochte.
No, she didn't. Oh, baby, that got me.
I gotta tell you, she called me. She'll hate me for this, but oh well. So she calls me. We're really close, all right? So she calls me, and she is at the Olympics back in London. And she's like, Nick, I met this boy. And I was like, okay. And she goes, I just don't know if I should date him. What do you think? I want to get some advice from you, yada, yada, yada. I kid you not. I'm sitting outside of the old Chicago downtown. It was on a Monday. I was doing the Mug Club. And I'm sitting outside talking to her. And I go, Tay, I'll tell you this right now. I don't care who it is, as long as it's not Ryan Lochte. I said that. And she started laughing. And I go, oh, God.
It's him.
Why is it?
Run away.
Oh, I was like, come on. His own mom said she doesn't care if he dates multiple girls at the same time. You got to get out of there. But he's a super nice guy. She's always telling me how nice of a dude he was and all that. And, you know, so it just was hilarious. I was giving her crap because if you go back and watch in the London Olympics where they got all the athletes in the opening ceremony sitting around, they pan over to the basketball team, and there are two absolute smoke shows sitting with the basketball team. It's Tay and another track athlete. these NBA players, they fell in love while they're over there. It was really funny.
I bet.
I gave her such a hard time over that. She's like, yeah, James Harden, that beard in person is intimidating. Like, seeing how big that thing is, the beard, like, just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, I wish I could grow a big beard.
Yes, like that.
It'd look nice. All right, let's take a really quick break. We have a ton of stuff to get to. When we come back, NFL free agency, Clowney, Winston, Anderson, among other people, still available in free agency. Also, there is a perfect landing spot for the Chiefs to send Chris Jones and to get the same type of return that the Niners got for their stud D tackle. But it might help Tom Brady win a Super Bowl. Would you do it? I'll ask that question next.